Hello and welcome to the We Are Birmingham podcast. I'm Chris Golding.
I'm Matthew Elliott.
Once again, we're not joined by the vegan because he's unavailable tonight. And
STI from a watermelon.
You remembered what film that was, didn't you?
8 days a week, yes, which is very similar to American Pie, actually. So,
well, he's not with us, and this is potentially going to be a super fast flying through it podcast because, Matthew, you're waiting to get onto a ferry at the moment. Is that right?
I am, yeah. That's why the quality of the recording probably isn't going to be as good this week as well. So, yeah, I'm currently in Belfast Ferry Port in the Stena Line just waiting. It's 8:30. I'll probably start boarding the ferry in about 45 minutes, I would imagine, ready to leave around 10, half 10 to get into England at 6:30 a.m. So, yes, a few days of work and blues and whatnot. So, yeah, all good.
And I am currently dadding whilst mummy is at work, and we've got a teething daughter who keeps waking up. So there's every chance that during this podcast she's going to wake up. So we'll just try and fly through it.
I am familiar with that. You have my sympathy.
Thanks. I have to apologise for my audio quality as well. I have a bit of a snuffly nose, and my voice is a bit croaky from yesterday at Deepdale. It was a decent night out, but just wasn't to be. And big Tom Wagner.
Yeah, that was a bit of a shock to see him just rocking up in the away end, buying people, but not buying people beers. It was
Big Tom Wagner drinks are free.
What was the next bit? I've forgotten.
Roosh George Baines's "There's Enough for Everyone."
That's right.
And all that's missing's Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
But don't worry.
He comes sometimes. He comes sometimes. Yes, that's it. Yeah.
He does. He does come sometimes. Right. Should we get straight into the game? I'll tell you what, let's do some 15-second opinions first. We've only got a couple, let's go for them.
15-second opinion.
Hi, guys. Really impressed with last night's performance at Preston. Any neutral would have thought we'd have been the top team, I guess. Really impressed with the guys. Don't really get the hysterics on social media over the weekend, especially on last night. We need to remember where we've come from. Small budget in the transfer window, and look what we've got. Fantastic players for what we're used to. Big shout out to the big man at the top. Being in the crowd unexpectedly was a really great show of support. Up the Blues. See you Friday.
Morning, lads. Morning after the night before. Still absolutely baffled as to how we've not come away with, at the very least, a point from Preston. By far the better side. My two cents is that Stanfield's movement is absolutely brilliant, and if we can work out a way to get good service into him, he will score 20 goals for us easily this season.
Fair comments from both, I think. It's quite disappointing to come out of both of those games without a single point, given how well we played. Certainly how well we played on last night against Preston, which actually, footballing-wise, I thought that's some of the best football we've played this season.
Yeah, we were fantastic at times, I think, last night. We walked away from the game and we were talking about how we should have probably been talking about 4 points from the two games, and we've come away with nothing from both. I think the own goal just completely knocked the stuffing out of us. It just seemed to stifle anything that we had going forward. Unfortunately,
it was so unnecessary as well. I just don't know what Bielik was doing, because I don't understand. Kevin Long must have been in his eye line. You must have been able to see him even in his peripherals. So I don't really understand why he's ended up going for that. It was
Has he
just
called,
a bizarre set of circumstances.
Has he called it? Has Long put a name on it, or has he not? And be like, either way, I don't think Bielik should be going for it anyway.
No, and absolutely not. I think it looked like Bielik had lost his man as well. So if watching it back, I don't know whether he was trying to almost like overcompensate because he'd lost his man. But it was just very uncharacteristic of him as well. Who's usually fairly calm in that sort of situation. So it was really disappointing, given how well we'd played. Some of the football we'd played was very, very good.
And
that
having,
final
and,
ball.
And having just taken the lead and looking like we could add to it as well.
Yep.
I actually think of all the games this season, that was so far the one that was most likely to have looked like a 4-0. We looked like we could have smashed them, but it just didn't happen. I think that, like you've just mentioned, the final ball sometimes just wasn't quite there, and sometimes just not taking the shot on, or taking the wrong shot on. But there's a lot to. I personally didn't get to see the Watford game. I mentioned last week that we were going away for the weekend, so I haven't got to watch it and didn't get to catch up on it. A few of the lads said we were all right, but Watford were decent. We were talking about last week how they've had a shocker of a season and looked a bit terrible. So it was probably written in the stars that we were going to lose that one anyway.
I think with the Watford one, there was... For me, like we'd contain them pretty well for the most part. They weren't really troubling us. The referee did his best to, he was waving his cards around. Lee Buchanan got himself sent off from what I think was a really, really stupid thing to do. It was definitely worth a second yellow. His first booking was actually yellow, so he's only got himself to blame for that. And it was only at that point did we just collapse. I think that sending off has probably cost us a point in that one. I also look back at the first goal they scored and think John Ruddy could have done a hell of a lot better with that as well. It's just, again, disappointing, because I think that was a game we probably should have got a point from. But say we bounced back in football in terms of just the display of the way we played football, the way we were passing around, which I expected Preston to do to us last night. I was very shocked to see them sort of sit back and let us play, which I thought it might be the other way around. Now, I don't know if that was by design from us or if it was by design by them. But it was very unexpected. But as I say, thought we played some great football, and it was just that final ball that let us down. I thought Miyoshi was absolutely superb. Anderson, good. Stansfield movement up top was really, really good. Absolutely fantastic goal. Beautifully worked goal. Ollie Burke, for me, worked hard. He showed his pace, showed his power, but just decision making, final ball, consistently.
I'm going to jump in there. I'm going to disagree with you. I think that Ollie Burke didn't use his pace, didn't show it, and it was shown very early on that he was lacking. I don't know if it's confidence or what, but he had an opportunity to knock the ball down the line and just go with it. There was loads and loads of room ahead of him to just knock the ball 10, 15 yards and he was gone. And instead he took an extra touch to try and get it under control, ended up stopping, turning around, going back to drama, and that the opportunity to go forward was gone. And I thought that...
I know what phase of the game you're talking about there, because I remember being quite frustrated myself.
I think that happened too often last night. Now, for someone who apparently one of his strengths is pace, he didn't seem to utilise that for me at all. I was really disappointed with him. And I didn't get to see him at Watford. Heard that he won a lot in the air, and people have said, have told me that that was probably the main part of his game against Watford.
They've tried. You can see that a few diagonals to him in both games where they've tried to use his physicality.
Yeah.
And against Watford, I actually thought he was not too bad. But I mean, you mentioned there Drame, who I am. We have three games in with him, and I am still waiting to see the guy that played for Luton and Cardiff, because I am not convinced by him in the slightest at the moment. Now, he could still be lacking fitness, but some of his decision making and some of the things that he's doing with the ball, for me, I don't know if it's, I'm not even seeing a Championship right back right now. I think I would maybe rather see Oakley back in there if Laird's going to be out for a while. Because for me, Drame is not the answer at right back right now, which is disappointing because I was quite excited about him coming.
We were, and we spoke about it on the podcast last week, and we said, like, don't write him off just yet. You can't write him off after a game like Millwall, but I think now it's starting to look like he could actually cost us goals. There was one point last night where Sanderson absolutely bollocked him, where he's decided to come inside and start running across, not his own box, but across the pitch.
Not the first time he's done that in the first three games.
No.
What is that? What is it? I don't understand what that is.
I've not a clue. And rightly got bollocked for it. And whether it's confidence thing or what, he looks like a bit of a liability at the moment, and maybe it's safer. So people are talking about Harry Maguire, how Southgate shouldn't be playing him for England. Maybe for his own sake, Eustace shouldn't be playing him for Blues at the moment. Don't take him out. Just use the excuse that you're going to bring Awu in because he's signed at the same time. He deserves an opportunity. Balance it that way and take him out of the firing line a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we do actually see that on Friday night. I'm less than convinced so far. As part of me feel like I'm being quite harsh because he's still quite new to the club. Let's not forget that. And, you know, it might take him a while to bed in. But, yeah, I'm a little bit concerned at the moment. Because even when he does get forward as well, his final delivery has been woeful.
Yeah.
Like just really deep crosses. It's, you know, not finding his man. And yeah, just really, really poor, which is when going into that game, my concern was our left hand side. But I thought Longuello was pretty, pretty good for them. Certainly wasn't a concern. Wasn't the concern I thought he was going to be. I think what many other people thought he might be.
So
Drame down that right hand side was. I was not impressed at all.
I'm going to say if both fullbacks, so Buchanan and Laird, were both fit and available, which we'll come on to later on, I'm sure. If they were both fit and available, they both come back in. The fullbacks last night haven't held a place, haven't put a stake to claim for it for me. I thought Longuello did well defensively, but considering that was like the shaky part of his game, I was actually disappointed with him going forward. I thought that he was quite hesitant last night. There was a few times that I think he took too many touches, came inside, didn't look to just get forward. Maybe I'm being harsh on him there.
I think you are, because I actually thought he was quite good last night, to be fair.
Like I say, I thought he was defensively. But, you know, that was just me at the game. Burke, Drummer and Longuello were the three for me that weren't up there. Like I say, I could have been harsh. And the big thing to take away for me is that not to get too disheartened by anything at the moment. We've had injuries, but we looked really good last night. And it's going to be a long season, a long old season. I still think we'll probably finish above Preston. Overall, seeing the quality of football between both teams, I think that
I'm not sure about that. But
if they play like that every week, I don't think that they'll finish where they finish. where they are at the moment?
They haven't played football like that every week, though, have they? This is the thing that is sort of I'm scratching my head at.
Like, I don't know because I don't watch them every week.
From my understanding is from what I've seen on Football League Show and highlights and just stuff that I've read that, you know, they keep the ball well. You know, they've been a possession-based attacking team. And I did not see that last night. It felt like it was roles reversed. And as I said before, I'm not sure whether that was by design on their part or whether it was maybe by design on our part, but let's focus on Blues. But if that is what we're going to try and become a more possession based and attacking team like that going forward, which I know we want to anyway, that felt like a step in the right direction last night, even though we lost.
Yeah.
If we're going to take that into a game against QPR, who I don't think even QPR know what they are at the moment. And a few friends that support them, and I do a bit for his blog every time we play, which should be out this week. I mean, he's been less than enthused by their start, and I don't think he's a big fan of Gareth Ainsworth and the way they play. So it'll be interesting to see how the two styles clash on Friday.
One of the main talking points on social media about the Watford game was the Deion Sanderson song that went on for about 40 minutes or something, I understand.
I saw Watford fans saying they've only got one song. They just sang it for absolutely ages. I still haven't heard it yet, so I've got no idea. Okay. I looked at the words and thought, what is this?
Well, the words are what I'm bringing up because it's questionable. there's a couple of versions, but rhyming back with back is a no-go for me. We spoke about it last night. It's like, he's our centre back playing from the back. Yeah, don't rhyme back with back. There's plenty of other options. He's our centre back stopping your attack to the Premier League we go. Right. He's our centre back starting our attack to the Premier League we go. There are variations of things that rhyme with back that you don't need to use back. Be creative.
Yeah. It's when I had read the words online, I was just like, obviously it's a new song, great, but yeah, I'm kind of on I have to agree with you.
I like the song, just be more creative. Anyway.
Well, I'll probably hear it on Friday because I've not actually heard it in all its glory yet, so I might change my mind once I hear it.
Yeah. It's a good song, to be fair. It just not back and back. Find something else that fits.
Just needs to be rewritten.
And only a few people were singing that bit anyway. Everyone else is just going, Deion, Deion, to the Premier League we go. Right then, for the last three episodes, we've been running our WAB Ultimate Match Day giveaway. Time to play some intense music that you might recognise. We have a wheel with a list of names of all correct entries, and most people have responded with a number. Hopefully, we're going to spin the wheel and get someone with their phone number, and we'll call them to tell them the good news. Now, I'm going to spin the wheel. I've got a winner, and I've got a name and a phone number. Now I'm going to try and call that number.
Oh, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's James, who's this?
Hi James, have you entered a competition recently?
I have, yes. How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you, mate. Pleased to let you know that you have won the We Are Birmingham Ultimate Match Day giveaway in association with Garrison Coffee.
Oh, nice one.
You're live on the podcast, so you can swear because we do it all the time. So, yeah, we just wanted to give you a call live on the podcast and say congratulations, and we'll be in touch with details of collecting your prizes.
That sounds great. Awesome. I say I'm at work as well, so signal's in and out like shit, so I'm on the railway. But great news. That's picked up the rest of my shift.
I'm glad that we got you. Cheers, James.
Cheers, James. Well done.
Nice one. All the best.
Thanks Cheers. For listening. Cheers.
Ideal. Keep right on. Cheers. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, keep right on. I imagine they're getting that call at work. Congratulations. You've just won. You won the bundle.
Lucky James.
I know.
Nice little prize.
Imagine if he's on the night shift as well. Make the shift go a bit quicker, knowing that you got that to look forward to on Friday.
Well, the coffee would definitely help on a night shift, wouldn't it? So.
Yeah, you can have some of that for in future. Yeah, well done, James. Congratulations.
Yeah, well done, James. Well done.
If you enjoy our podcast, please don't forget to like, share and comment on social media.
And if the podcast platform allows it, please rate and review us.
Cheers, guys. It's that time of the week again for Wagner of the Week.
Wagner of the Week.
Right then, I'm going to come in with it this week. It could have been a joint one between the two We Are Birmingham team lads. They beat, so the lads went off to play Watford on Saturday before Blues played Watford. Ewan and Luke took charge for me because I was absent. The lads with the bare 11 went and beat Watford 8-0. Absolutely smashed them. And it could have been those two up for a joint Wagner of the Week. They're not, because they've been overshadowed by someone. But just know, lads, that you've had a little mention.
In his thoughts.
Yeah. But you're not Wagner of the Week. So Wagner of the Week actually goes for Tom Wagner, of course, because free beers, being in with the fans and just connecting again. It was class last night, just meeting him, having photos, going down and the free beers again. He's got a connection with Blues fans already, and I know that it might be a PR stunt to a degree, but for me, he's the only Wagner of the Week. We've named something after him, and he's got to be Wagner of the Week, I think, for that.
That's fair enough. I don't actually have one this week because I hadn't even thought about it. I'm recording a podcast in my car in a ferry car park. I don't really have anything prepared, so let's go with that, shall we?
Right, we said it was going to be a short one, and we've nearly wrapped up. Do you have a little look forward to QPR on Friday night?
Yes. I am looking forward to QPR on Friday night.
Right. Come on then. Give us the inside information.
They're not very good.
No.
No, they're not. They just got a point out of Swansea last night, 92nd minute header from Lyndon Dykes. So obviously Swansea are languishing down the bottom. We obviously gave them one of their three points. Now QPR won two games, drawn one, lost four. It doesn't look very pretty for those guys at the moment, I don't think. They will probably be buoyed by that that late equaliser. You know how it can
perk you up
a little bit, like Garrison's coffee. We're not sponsored by him, by the way. Just the competition. Gareth Ainsworth does not play the prettiest football. I think everybody is well aware of that. They're a team that I think will probably end up letting us have possession. It's all going to be down to what we do with it and how clinical we can be in that final third. But let's be honest, they are not Preston and they are not Watford. If we can play at the similar level as we did last night, I can't see anything other than a comfortable win. I wish I hadn't said that.
it's that final ball, get that right.
Yeah.
And I think I've stuck a 4-0 bet on it because
I saw that. And Vino as
me
well.
Me and Vino, yeah. We've both gone for it.
Shout out to Vino as well, because he does listen to every podcast every week. So yeah, play to him.
Yeah. Hi, mate. But yeah, it's seeing him call out the 4-0. I was like, yes, come on, it's on, it's happening. I'm gutted because I can't go. You're going, I can't go. My missus is working till 9 o'clock, so I'm out the game. I'm dadding.
You need to bring Mila to the game.
No.
Just strap her on.
I'm not ready to blues. No, she's not ready for football, mate. Yet. I'm gutted, but you know that sometimes in life you have other priorities. And
yeah, tell me about it. Yeah.
gutted that I'm not going to the game, gutted that I'm not going to see you, although you've said come out for a curry after. She will be home then, so I might do.
I need to plant that seed today, tonight, just mention it in passing conversation that, you know, it might happen.
Okay. I'll work on it. I don't know too much about QPR this season, other than that they've been a bit of a circus. I was hoping that you could maybe shed a little bit more light on how they're like the surroundings there, more than they're not very good. but I think any team this season, we're sort of trying to take the game to them. We'd Preston, obviously, top of the league, and we went there with no fear and tried to dominate the game. Didn't work out. I don't know. I didn't watch the Watford game, so I don't know whether we were went with the same mentality there or if we were a bit more defensive. I know that the stats seem to point out that we didn't have too many chances. I'd like to think that with QPR coming to town, that we look at it and go, right, this is the game. This is the game. Open the floodgates and just fucking go at them. Play the stuff that we can play. I hope that we're positive. I personally would put Bakuna back in the starting lineup. Take Burke out. For me, I don't think that Burke has earned a starting place. I think he was very lucky. We spoke about it last week that he was gonna need to bide his time, and he went straight into two games.
That's wild.
Yeah. For me, I don't think that he's earned that place. And in the game that I've seen at Preston, and there's, of course, there's whether he's going to be fit anyway because he went off injured. But I'd get Bakuna back in there personally, unless Dembele's fit.
Yeah, well, they've said that he trained yesterday, trained today, so they're hoping he's going to be involved. It's whether or not they rush him into the starting lineup. It depends how fit he actually is, because he's going to be a little bit rusty.
Yep.
When Bakuna came on last night, I was really disappointed with him.
He wasn't good by any means last night, but also. I think at that point, for whatever reason, the two sitting midfielders, it was Sonjic that had gone off, so you lose that energy that he offers you. Bakuna obviously can't replace that. He's a completely, we've said he's enigmatic. Say that after a few beers. He disappears at times. So to replace the energy of Sonjic, I think it is a bit of a bizarre one. I'd play him further forward, a bit more creative freedom, get involved with those attacking plays a bit more. And like I say, I don't think that Burke has earned that starting place.
as you say, Burke, because potentially Burke might have picked up a knock anyway. So
yeah,
we should have to see. I mean, I say, well, I'm hoping that Dembele's fit enough to play. It'd be good to see him in there. So him, Miyoshi, and Anderson. I think Miyoshi's got to start after last night.
Yeah, I mean,
everything good we did went through him. Playing behind Stansfield looked really good.
I was going to say, if possible, you play him in that number 10 role. I potentially, saying bring Bakuna in, would stick Bakuna there and put Miyoshi wide. If Dembele's fit, Miyoshi goes into that 10 role. There's many options that we can have with these players when they come back, when we've got a full complement of them.
Obviously, Buchanan will come straight back in at left back. You'd expect, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's got to for me.
I mean, there's your other option there as well, potentially. I know you weren't too keen on him last night, but you've always got the option. If Burke's not fit, you could always play Longuello up further forward as well. I don't think they'll do that.
No, I don't. I think that
they tend to do that towards the end of a game, don't they? Put Longuello in front of Buchanan. I've done that a few times, and that's actually looked all right a few times I've done that. But
it's that defensive solidity as well that offers you that with him. Maybe not. Like I say, I didn't think that he looked out of place defensively last night at all. I thought that that was probably one of his better defensive games.
He was probably very, very wary of that as well, wasn't he? To be fair, you knew he had what he had to do. The right hand side of defence is, as we've spoken about it already, is a concern for me. With the news that Laird has had another setback and he's going to be missing for a number of weeks. He's just a couple of weeks away. Well, apparently he's been a couple of weeks away for about eight weeks now or something.
It's that couple of weeks, isn't it? It's always a couple of weeks.
I understand John Eustace doing this as like with a sort of playing it, trying to play it.
Coy.
But just say you're not sure when he's going to be back at the moment, or is he being told by the medical staff he should be available in 2 weeks? You know, it's the way he deliver stuff, right? And that's the way he does it. He's creating a meme of himself, really. Like, everyone's starting to take the piss now. If that's the biggest thing we're going to take the piss out of him for, then I'm fine with that, to be fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, Laird's going to be a big miss for, I don't know how long. I mean, Eustace said that this is more about protecting him long term, not rushing him back, which, you know, I completely get. Same with Tyler Roberts. Keep forgetting Tyler Roberts even plays for us. When will we see him again?
When will we see him again?
Probably pre-season, next season. I don't know.
Well, at some point.
So the right, so going back to what I was saying, would you take Drame out, maybe play Awu down right side? Yeah.
Straight. I think that'd be mine. If Laird's not available, yes. I think the three games that he's had, he just hasn't shown enough again to stake a claim for that starting place. We brought someone in at the same time. Give him a go. He's got to play at some point. I was surprised with the Bakuna change last night that he went into that. The role for Sonjic, because maybe that would have been more an Awu.
I think at that point you're chasing the game though, aren't you? Yeah. So Awu's not an attacking player. You can play in midfield.
It wasn't an attacking change though. It wasn't like he positionally played him any further forward, which when he made the change, we thought that he might have done. But it's in terms of
what he can do with the ball, though, isn't it? The creativity that Bakuna's got. There's a big difference. Like, Sonjic has been very, very good this season. But if you were to, you know, have a penalty shootout or a kick competition or a creative passing competition between the two, I'd always look to choose Bakuna.
I'd have Sonjic over Hogan.
I mean, at the moment, yeah, maybe, yeah. But bless him. I feel quite bad for him. He's been still getting pelters online even when he isn't fucking playing.
Wow.
It's quite harsh, I think, some of it.
It is. It is. Right, should we do some predictions, and should we get a guest prediction in first?
Let's go for the guest prediction. Yeah, who have you got for us this week?
Let's hear what Davo's got to say.
Ooh.
All right, lads, it's Davo coming to you from King's Heath High Street, where the weather has turned and I'm not happy about it. But look, we need a win. It's a tricky one. We really do need a win. We're going to get it. Bloody hell, let me tell you, there's road rage going on. We're going to get it. Live on Sky. I think the Sky curse days are over, but it's going to be nip and tuck. It's a 1-0. Stansfield with the winner, and we shouldn't fall in love with him, but we are, because he's brilliant. Keep right on.
A 1-0. A tight 1-0 from Davo, who nearly got run over.
Yeah. I can sort of see where he's coming from there. Just to follow on from what he said, there was a little bit of hysteria last night on social media. I ended up turning my phone off and just going to bed. I know he said we need a win. I sort of get it from the fact that we've lost a couple of games. We probably do need to win, or need to pick up some points. We're still only just a handful of games into the season. There was a lot of people last night that just kept, does Eustace need to go? Bad game management. There was just a lot of nonsense being spoken about, hysteria about, oh, this is it now, this is our descent to 17th, and all this sort of nonsense. Talk of, what's the problem with our physios, our medical team? We need to bring new people in, need to sack the current ones we've got. Why have we got so many injuries that happens every season, et cetera, et cetera. People blaming the training ground, which was hilarious because obviously we're using a different training ground at the moment. Friday is a must win. Why is it a must win? It's fucking September. No game is a must win in September. Do we need to win from a psychological point of view? Probably, but it's not a must win. Is it a must win for John Eustace after the last two games, despite the performances?
I'll tell you what it might be a must win for him. With we spoke about it before, them wanting to bring their own man in, you can't do it on the back of four wins, whatever. You can do it if you win, if you're losing games.
If you lose three in a row, then I'd still be reluctant to do that.
But it gives you that leeway. Fans get impatient, and they're less likely to jump on it. So
I'm sure there was a lot of people in Tom Wagner's ear yesterday. There's probably partially him being in that away end, being the vibe of how they respond, how Blues fans responded to John Eustace, the way we played, the setup and stuff like that. It wouldn't surprise me if he was almost on his own little scouting mission.
Scouting mission of the fans.
You know what I mean, though? You know where I'm coming from. It's almost like just to sort of get a sense check.
Yeah. Maybe.
But for me, it's not a must win. Do we need to win? Probably. But it's not. Nothing is a must win in fucking September.
Do we need to win? Probably. Is it a must win? No.
You know what I'm saying, though? you can't have, there's no such thing as a must win game in fucking September. What are our aspirations this season? Probably to consolidate in the league and finish in the top half of the table, mid-table. Yeah. Play better football. We're currently in the top half of the table, playing better football than we played last season. We were never going to win every fucking game. If you said at the start of the season, would we go into Preston and go into Watford, how many points would we get? Probably even most optimists would have said 1 point away at Preston. Out of the two, we've come away with zero.
Do you know what though, mate? I think you're saying it's not a must win. I think we need to win.
Probably from a psychological point of view.
Well, that's it. If we don't win on Friday, we've gone two games defeated. Bear in mind at the moment we're at home. So if we don't win and stop that rut of defeats, I can see the mentality and the confidence levels just draining completely. And that's going to be...
I can definitely see that.
That's
going
to be hard.
I saw someone else mention that last night, actually, from a mental point of view.
But I'll
just wait for the same people on Twitter to say, it's the same players. They've got a bad attitude. All those players have gone.
But...
Well, it's Mark Roberts' fault. He hasn't played for weeks.
It's his fault.
Scott Hogan's fault. So he's been dropped.
But this is all irrelevant because we're going to win 4-0.
We are going to win. We're not going to win 4-0.
Shut the fuck up. We're going to win 4-0. Stansfield's going to get a hat trick and Miyoshi's going to get one. Bosh.
Right. Well, I'm thinking. We are on Sky Sports, obviously. I'm assuming that because Wagner was there Tuesday, he's there last night, he's going to be there. And the fact that it's on Sky Sports is probably partially why he's there as well. Bit of a, again, from the PR point of view.
Yep.
Have we lost in front of Tom Wagner yet?
Yeah, last night.
No, ain't at home.
We haven't lost at home yet.
But last season as well when he came. He came last season, didn't he?
Oh, I can't remember.
For a few games. I want to say it was Rotherham, but I might be wrong. Rotherham? Well, actually, maybe it was Sheffield United. And we did lose that one. I don't know. Anyway.
During his tenure at home? No.
No, let's go for that one. Yeah, there you go. So okay. We'll carry on with that. On as Davis said there, that Sky curse is nonsense now. So yeah, I think we will win. I'm going to say 2-0. And how can you not go for Stansfield? But I'm going to go 4.
Because John Eustace is going to drop him. Scott Hogan's coming back in.
It's not fucking Steve Cotterill. He's John Eustace. let's go for a Stansfield brace. Only to be subbed off.
That's subbed off.
Subbed off. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we'd all do the other thing for him if he got a hat trick. Only for him to get subbed off and be very angry because he was on a hat trick. We're still with 15 minutes left. And to see us miss a penalty in the final few minutes.
Taken by Scott Hogan.
And we sat there raging, thinking I could have had a hat trick in the championship.
Oh, no. Do you know what it's going to be? It's going to be Sunjic taking the penalty because I've said I'd have him take it over Hogan and then he's going to sky it.
Sunjic would score. He had a good shot last night, actually, I thought. He was very unlucky. Yeah. Nice little move. But I'm going for 2-0 Blues. And I'm feeling confident. I'm going to have a long day at work, get into Birmingham, get to my hotel, have a few beers, get to the game. Sitting with my uncle tomorrow, actually, and then out with friends afterwards. So hopefully you can come and join us.
You're sitting with your uncle tomorrow?
Sitting? Yeah, Friday.
That was what I meant.
I was supposed to be travelling on Thursday, but I've travelled Wednesday because I'm collecting and my new company car tomorrow.
Well, so, have a safe journey, mate, and enjoy the game, and hopefully I will see you after.
I hope so. Yep.
And everyone else listening, enjoy the game. We'll be back next week. Keep right on.
Keep right on.